I think roller derby is a hopeful thing.
He earned enough money from selling plants that he paid off the mortgage on his house.
People always want to know, is that a lie or is that the truth?
I completely disassembled this Triumph TR6.
I wish I could have been a professional woman soccer player.
I'm Martha Woodruff, and this is The Spark, an exploration of interesting people doing interesting things. Artist Kate Samworth has just published her first sort of children's book called Aviary Wonders, Inc. It's described this way on Amazon. Since 2031, Aviary Wonders, Inc. has offered bird lovers a unique opportunity. Assemble your own bird from stunningly beautiful and carefully handcrafted parts. The birds can even be taught to fly and to sing. This slyly satirical crafter's delight is offered as the perfect antidote to extinction of birds in the wild. Publishers Weekly, in a starred review, says simply, unsettling and unforgettable. Aviary Wonders, Inc. is one exquisite book. Pages and pages of beautifully rendered bird parts. But still, I had to say to Kate Samworth when she came in to talk to me, this is lunacy. Where did this come from?
When I was a kid, my mom took us bird watching over at the Chesapeake Bay pretty often, and I was not that interested. And then I went to Brazil, and there were birds everywhere in the most insane colors, and they had crests, and they had just sizes and shapes and colors I'd never dreamt of, and I became quite interested in birds. And when I got back to New Orleans, where I was living, I started noticing all the interesting birds, even the little brown ones that I didn't pay attention to before. And I was reading World Watch magazine, which is unfortunately no longer around, but that was a great magazine about environmental issues. And I started paying attention to what was happening to natural habitats for birds and reading about insecticides and how birds are affected by that and by house cats and the exotic pet trade. And I realized that that birds are endangered. And then I was listening to a story on NPR after Hurricane Katrina. This couple had returned to New Orleans and they were talking about how quiet it was because there were no birds back in their area yet. It was just a day or two after the storm. And they said that what they missed the most was hearing the birds in the morning. And so I sat in my studio and started doodling a catalog to replace the birds that had been lost.
So this is... You didn't want to just do an Audubon and go and draw pictures of birds. You were a woman with a bird mission?
No, it wasn't a mission, really. It was a coping mechanism. I felt like I needed to respond to this tragedy in New Orleans with a sense of humor because I spent a lot of time biking around the canal at Audubon Park and looking at the egrets and the ibis there and the heron. And the thought of those birds not being in the rookery up at Audubon Park was devastating. And I was really just trying to get through that very difficult period of wondering what was going to happen to the city of New Orleans. And I focused on birds because it was a little bit easier to take that small bite.
So it's in the early 2000s that you start doodling this catalog. And 10 years later...
Almost. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
You have a children's book coming out?
Yes.
Did you know this was going to be a children's book?
No, I didn't. I have been a fine artist for many years, and people always asked me if I was an illustrator, and I've tried to write my own story before. And I took a class at the Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Art with David Wiesner, who's a great illustrator, and I brought this book in a slightly different form. I tried to write it as a journal by a man who was creating the birds in his factory. And David loved the idea and the images, but he said, call me when it's finished because I don't know what to tell you.
How long did you work on this book?
Gosh, it took so many different forms before it became a catalog. It started as a catalog cover, and then I set it aside and tried to write it as a full-blown short story with this man who traveled to Brazil and started collecting parts, and it became science fiction. I tried to write it as a journal. I tried to write it as a series of found notes and posters and advertisements. And then I finally realized that it was going to work best to go back to the original idea. So I'd say I spent about 4 years on and off working on the idea And then when I showed it to David as a catalog, he felt it was just right.
You are a fine artist. Mm-hmm. Now you're a children's book writer. Is mm-hmm. this an aberration? Is this something you'll do more of?
It's very exciting, and I'm working on a second story, and the writing is the hard part. I've written very few short stories. It's something that's always been a little bit of a hobby. Mm-hmm. And I've been a narrative painter, so I've always tried to tell my stories through pictures.
Wait a minute. Narrative painter. What does that mean?
That means telling a story through pictures.
Can you give me an example? Is it a series of pictures?
No, it can be a single picture. Think of Renaissance painting. The most popular or well-known type of narrative painting would be biblical illustrations. And then history painting. You see a lot of the myths told through paintings, especially during the Renaissance.
What drew you to narrative painting?
I love storytelling. I've always wanted to be a storyteller, and pictures seem to be the way to do it. And we grew up next door to Marion Holland, who wrote My Big Ball of String. And our houses were close enough together that I could see her working at her desk. And she wrote stories that took place in her backyard, which we used to play in. So I always had a fantasy about writing children's books, but I just never quite knew how to approach it. And I feel like I've been somewhat thrown into it finally, or I've jumped into it finally. And it doesn't come as easily to me as painting because I haven't been doing it as long, but I've got a passion for it.
Rise up this morning, smile with the rising sun.
Well, I'm looking at this picture of an egret, and it's the trunk of an egret and the neck and the face, but no beak
mm-hmm.
and no feet.
Yes.
And I look at it, and my first thing is it's beautiful because the drawing, and then it's that it's grotesque.
Yes.
Is this intentional?
Yes. I think it needed to be funny, and I was inspired as a teenager to be an artist by looking at Hieronymus Bosch and Edward Gorey and the Brothers Quay. So I feel like the darkness is essential to the humor and to remove it from reality.
How do you do it? What's the process?
I do a pencil drawing very carefully, and then I just trace the outline onto gessoed masonite. I like that surface because it's very smooth and you get a very detailed finish. And then oil painting is a pretty slow process.
Mm-hmm.
You're building up layers of color, and the darks can be transparent, so they get a richness and a depth that you can't get with other media. It was a very long process. I started the day that they said they wanted it. I started the paintings because I knew it would take a long time for them to dry.
Wait a minute. The day they wanted it. So what did you present that they wanted?
I presented the entire catalog as a series of pencil drawings, and I did three finished color pieces so that they would know what it would look like when it was finished.
What do we need Aviary Wonders Ink for? What are you trying to give us?
I'm hoping that more people will take an interest in birds because I think that leads to an interest in larger environmental issues. But really, I did it for myself because I just needed to find a way to cope with what I see. I see a lot of trees getting cut down to make way for more box stores.
You'll find Kate Samworth links and pictures, including a sales video for her wondrous bird parts catalog, Aviary Wonders, Inc., on the Spark page at WMRA.org.